Dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Back at Riverview High School, we are about to start the second quarter of this actually the season opener for the Lady Bombers as they lead the Lady Raiders of Riverview by a score of 15-8. It will be Mountain Home's ball to start this second quarter. Martin will inbound it on the near sideline, giving it to Husky, and we are back underway. Ball goes over to Martin on the left wing, back up top to Husky. Over on the right side, it goes to Payne, back up top to Husky once again. Gives it to Penn, dangerous throw, but she's able to get it. Now throws it to Martin on the left side. Her three-pointer will not go. The ball will go out of bounds. And it will be Riverview's basketball as we are 16 seconds into the second quarter. Again, a 15-7 lead for the Lady Bombers. Giles will walk it into the front court for Riverview. Throws it over on the right side to Davis. Down on the in the corner to Smith. Back to Davis. Out to Dole once again in a man-to-man defense. Davis dribbling into the paint. Gives it to Gray just outside the paint. Her layup hits the backboard, and that's about it. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Here it comes. Husky back the other way, throwing it to Payne in the right corner. Her jumper, no good. Payne gets the offensive rebound. Now she's tied up, and it will be Riverview's basketball on the possession arrow. 7:13 left in the first half. Mountain Home with an 8-point lead. Smith will walk it across the timeline. Drills toward the left side, gives it up top to Davis. Davis will dribble to the right wing. Back up top to Smith. Once again over to Davis. Now Giles has it on the right side. She looks to take the screen, dribbles up between the circles, goes over to the left elbow, now down into the paint, loses the handle of the ball. The ball is still loose now, but Giles is able to get back. It knocks it over to her teammate, Parker Smith, and Riverview will set back up. Ball goes down to Yadira Nunez, and she's going to be fouled and looks like we'll head to the line for a pair. I believe they're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Bombers. 6:38 left in the first half. It will be Yadira Nunez at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her first shot is up and in. As Nunez checking back into the game for the Lady Bombers as she replaces Anna Grace Foreman. One more free throw coming for Nunez. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Those were the first free throw attempts of the night for Riverview, and it's now a 6-point lead for the Lady Bombers. 15-9, our score. 6:35 left of the first half. Ball goes over to Payne on the left wing, up top to Husky, over to Penn at the free throw line, back up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the 3-pointer, no good, and the rebound knocked around. Ball still loose and controlled by Martin, and Mountain Home will set back up. Here's Husky throwing it to Martin in the left corner. Her three-pointer will not go, and this time the rebound comes to Alexa Gray and back on the Lady Raiders. 6:10 left of the first half. Here's Giles into the front court. Has it between the circles. Now he's dribbling into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Riverview basketball with 6:02 left of the half. Again, a 6-point lead for the Lady Bombers. 15-9 is the score. The inbound pass goes up top to Davis. Man-to-man defense once again for the Lady Bombers. She'll give it to Giles up there between the circles. Now she's going into lane, going up for the layup. They're going to wave that off and call her for a travel. That's the second turnover of the night against Riverview. 5:54 left in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball back, leading 15-9. Husky into the front court, Riverview in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Payne on the right side, back up top to Husky. Over to Martin on the left wing. Once again to Husky up top to Penn at the free throw line. She'll throw it over on the right side to Payne. Up top to Husky, over to Martin on the left wing. She's dribbling into the lane for the layup, will not go. And a scramble for the rebound, another jump ball. And this time The ball will come to Mountain Home on the possession arrow. 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline, leading by six. It will be Payne inbounding it to Penn. Throws up top to Martin. Now gives it back to Penn. Finds Yates in the low block. Her layup off the glass and in. Addison Yates with 4 points and makes a 17-9 lead for the Lady Bombers. 5:15 left of the first half. Here is Smith with it, throwing it to Giles on the right side. Now she'll drill up between the circles. Now she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is going to be, foul's going to be called on Riverview, an over-the-back foul. Looks like they're going to get Yadira Nunez with her first personal foul, team foul number two against Riverview here in the first half. Nunez is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Michaela Baker. 5:01 left of the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by eight. Husky into the front court, and now Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 4:54, let's play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Riverview 17-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Back at Riverview High School, Mountain Home coming out of the timeout, leading 17-9 with less than 5 minutes left of the half. Here's Martin with the ball in the right corner, throwing it to Payne. Now over to Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up and in. Peyton Husky now already in double figures with 11 points, and at Mountain Home's lead is in double digits as well. 20-9 our score with 4:33 left of the first half. Here is Smith with the ball, throwing it over on the left side. Going up for the three-pointer is Davis. She misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 4:27 left of the half. Leah Jackson checking in for Mountain Home for the first time tonight as she replaces Emily Payne. Jackson, a 5'6 junior. Husky will inbound it, and looks like Riverview is going with a full court with a zone press. Martin will throw it into the front court to Yates. And now it gives up top to Husky, and Mountain Home will set up the offense after breaking the press. Ball goes over to Jackson on the right wing. Back up top to Husky. Thought about the three. Now she takes a few dribbles, throws over on the left side to Martin. Her pass to Penn was knocked away, stolen by Riverview. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home tonight. 4 minutes left of the half. Riverview with the ball, trailing by 11, and now a foul's going to be called. A little touch foul, looks like, against Peyton Husky. That is her first personal foul. And that was the last foul Mountain Home had to give. The next one will put Riverview in the bonus. Davis takes the inbound pass up the top. Throws over on the right side to Giles. Giles will drill up between the circles. Now goes into the lane, going up for the layup. Will not go. The ball goes out of bounds, and no Mountain Home player touched it. So it will be Lady Bomber basketball with 3:44 left of the half as they lead 20-9. Another zone press for the Lady Raiders. Here's Martin with the ball after taking the inbound pass from Husky. She'll get into the front court to Jackson. Finds Yates on the right wing. Now she drills towards the corner. Gives up to Martin. Over to Jackson. Down to Husky in the left corner. Passes a pin on the low block. Her layup no good. Addison Yates with the offensive rebound. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Addison Yates in perfect position to get that one. She now has 6 points. 22-9. Mountain Home leading it. 3:16 left of the half. Here is Giles back to the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Will not go. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with it. Good. Abby Giles now with 7 points. 22-11. Lady Bombers leading it. A little over 3 minutes left of the half. Once again, the zone press for the Lady Raiders. Here is Martin with the ball. Giving it to Jackson. And Jackson took a few too many steps after she hesitated and shuffled her feet a little too much after she picked up a dribble. And that's the fifth turnover against Mountain Home tonight on that travel call. Jackson will check out of the game as she's replaced by Emily Payne. 2:53 left of the half. It is Riverview with the ball. Mountain Home leading 22-11. Smith inbounds on the far sideline. Gets it in to Davis. Over to Giles on the left wing. She'll dribble up between the circles, pulling up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound to Husky, and back come the Lady Bombers. And Husky's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Abby Giles as her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Raiders. 2:43 left of the first half, and checking back in for Riverview is Alexa Gray, as Giles will take a seat again. She just picked up her second foul. 22-11, Lady Bombers with the ball and the lead. Here is Payne with the ball on the right wing, giving it to Martin in the corner. Her jumper, no good. Ball knocked around, controlled offensively by Penn, but she her pass to Payne was well wide of her. Ball going to the backcourt. Payne will pick it up, and Mount Home will be called for the backcourt violation. Sixth turnover against the Lady Bombers. 2:27 left. Giles checks right back in for Riverview as she replaces Maria Williams. There's Giles with the ball from the inbound pass, dribbles to the left block, going up for the layup, no good, but a foul is going to be called, and she's going to head to the line for a pair of free throws. 2:23 left to play in the first half. They call that foul on Emma Martin. That's her second personal foul, team foul number seven. First free throw by Giles is up and in. As her first free throw attempt of the night. One more shot. Giles' second one rolls around and goes in, and that cuts Mountain Home's lead back to single digits. Leah Jackson checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn. Giles is taking a seat as she's replaced by Mary Williams. 9-point lead, 22-13, Lady Bombers leading it. 2:20 left of the first half. Here's Martin with the ball into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the right wing. Gives it to Yates just outside of Payne. Kicks out to Payne in the left corner. Her three-pointer will not go. Yates tips it back out to Husky. She's going to pull up for the jumper at the free throw line. That one won't go either. And this time, I believe Riverview is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. That is on Mary Williams as her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Raiders. 2:01 left of the first half as Payne will trigger the inbound pass. She gets into Husky up at the top, finds Yates just outside the lane. She's going up for the layup, no good, actually it was partially blocked, and Mount Home will get the ball as it goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Riverview. Williams is going to check back out of the game as she's replaced by Yadira Nunez. 1:57 left of the half. Martin takes the inbound pass at the right elbow, gives it to Yates. And the paint, she's going to go up for the jumper. No good, but heads to the free throw line after being fouled. That is on Michaela Baker, her first personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Raiders. So Aston Yates' first free throw is up and in. Giles is going to check back into the game for Riverview as she replaces Michaela Baker with 1:53 left. And that first free throw gives Mount Helm a double-digit lead once again. Second shot is up, and nothing but net. Aston Yates now with 8 points, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 24-13, Mount Helm leading it. Less than 2 minutes left of this first half. Here is Giles into the front court. She has the ball knocked away. Oh, my goodness, a late call. Giles may have been fouled, but I don't know why they were waiting so long to make that call. After Mountain Home already picked up the ball. So anyways, that foul is on Emma Martin. That is already her third personal foul, team foul number eight. So she's going to have to come out of the game, replaced by Leah Jackson. And it's going to be a one-on-one opportunity for Abby Giles. She is so far 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 9 points. First shot is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. And now she's got a chance to cut Mountain Home's lead back to single digits with 1:43 left of the half. Second shot is good. Now Giles is going to check back out of the game, replaced by Michaela Baker. She now has 11 points, and it's a 24-15 Mountain Home lead with 1:43 left. With another zone press for Riverview, but Mountain Home's able to break it as Husky gets into the front court, throws it to Jackson, down to Yates on the low block. She goes up for the turnaround jumper, off the glass and in. Aston Yates with 10 points now, one of two players for Mountain Home in double figures. And it's a double-digit lead once again for the Lady Bombers. 1:24 left here in the first half. Here is Baker with it on the right wing. She's dribbling down towards the paint. Now kicks out in the corner to Bailey Davis. Her three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Nunez. She tries to go back up with it. Can't get to go, but draws contact and will head to the charity stripe for the first time tonight. Emily Payne picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 9 against the Lady Bombers. So Nunez at – actually, I take that back. I said Nunez at the first free throw line for the first time tonight. This is actually her second trip. She misses the first one here. She's now 2-3 from the charity stripe. Leah Jackson's going to check out the game as she's replaced by Abby Martin, a 5'7 junior. Second shot for Nunez is up. No good. She misses both, and the rebound comes to Payne. Back on the Lady Bombers, leading by 11. A little over a minute left of this first half. Here's Husky with the ball at the top. I don't know if Mountain Home's going to try to hold for the last shot or not. It may very well. Ball goes over the right side to Payne. Less than a minute left of this half. Riverview in a 2-3 zone. Back over to Payne on the right side. Once again, she'll throw it up top to Husky, and it looks like Mountain Home is going to hold for the last shot of the half. Again, they lead 26-15. Ball goes back over to Payne on the right wing. Now she'll throw it back to Husky. Now Riverview is playing a little tighter defense now. Husky with it on the right side. Now it gives it to Abby Martin. Now it goes back up top to Husky. By the way, a little bit ago, Mariah Hutchins checked in for Mountain Home as well. Here is Abby Martin with it on the left side, up top to Husky. 13 seconds left, over to Payne on the right side, back up top to Husky, over to Abby Martin. Once again to Husky, 8 seconds left. Now ball goes down to Yates. She's going into the lane for the layup, hits the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound controlled by Riverview. Are they going to get the shot off before the end? They are going to try to get the shot off at the half-court line. Oh, that was close. But they could not get it to go, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Riverview by a score of 26-15. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.